Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. This past Thursday, the church celebrated the Feast of the Ascension, a day when we commemorate the resurrected Jesus' ascending or being carried up into heaven. The Ascension is described in two places, at the very end of the Gospel of Luke and at the very beginning of the book of Acts. Luke and Acts were written by the same author, who shares that after the crucifixion and the resurrection, Jesus spent some time appearing to his disciples, 40 days, according to the book of Acts. And then he ascended to heaven, promising his disciples that although he was leaving them and would not be with them in the same way he had been, he was sending the Holy Spirit to be there and our guide and advocate. The book of Acts goes on to share that 10 days after the ascension, the Holy Spirit does indeed come to the disciples, an arrival we will commemorate and celebrate next Sunday in the Feast of Pentecost. So in our scriptures and in our liturgical calendar today, we are sitting in this in-between time with the disciples. Between Ascension Day and Pentecost, Jesus has ascended to heaven, and we are waiting for the Holy Spirit to arrive. One way we might think about the ascension is through Jesus' leaving, through Jesus' absence. In the ascension, Jesus becomes absent bodily so that he can be in relationship with his followers, with us, in a new way. Jesus tells the disciples throughout the Gospels that he must leave them so that the Holy Spirit can come to them. For example, in the Gospel of John, Jesus tells the disciples, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send the Holy Spirit to you." So Jesus' leaving is a kind of care for the disciples. He leaves so that he may be present to them in a new way that will allow them to grow and to change. We might think about the change that comes through absence, using examples or stories from our own lives. A beloved leader leaves a company or an organization, and that organization must reform itself and find a way forward with new and different leadership. Or the person who was the connecting force in a family, the glue who held everyone together, dies. When that person is no longer here, sometimes another person or multiple people in the family will step into that connecting role. The family changes and must learn to connect in new and different ways. By leaving at the ascension and sending the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, Jesus empowers his disciples to change and connect in new ways, to be his hands and feet in the world. If Jesus had stayed, the disciples would have perhaps remained in a holding pattern, constantly on the watch and waiting for Jesus' next appearance, instead of organizing themselves and forming communities focused on love of God and love of neighbor, small communities of Jewish and Gentile followers of Jesus that would eventually become the church. Our readings this morning highlight this theme of discipleship. The reading from Acts shows that after the ascension, the disciples do indeed start to organize and take action, choosing Matthias to take Judas's place. And there's Jesus's beautiful prayer for his disciples in the Gospel of John, giving us an idea of what Jesus wanted for his disciples, what Jesus wants for us. He prays to God for our protection, for our joy, and for our sanctification in and through him. What might it be like for us to imagine Jesus praying for our protection, for our joy, and for our sanctification? Perhaps my favorite image of discipleship from our readings today is from Psalm 1. In verse 3, the psalmist describes those who have stayed on the righteous path of following God as being like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper. When he ascends to heaven, Jesus becomes absent to the disciples so that he can become present to them in a new way that will allow them to grow and flourish, to bear fruit and prosper in their relationships with God and with one another. These themes of physical absence and discipleship feel very close right now. For months, we have been forced to be physically absent from each other, and that has been and continues to be painful. And at the same time, the Holy Spirit, that same Holy Spirit who Jesus sent and who we will celebrate next Sunday at Pentecost, has helped us here at Grace Church to find new ways to grow and flourish as disciples of Jesus. New ways to bear fruit and prosper, to stay close to God, to one another, and to our neighbors. Through small groups, those of us who came together and continue to come together outdoors or on Zoom for fellowship, to talk about social justice, for formation, for prayer. Through the creative work to continue our ministries of food, nourishment, and care for our neighbors with Martha's Pantry, Community Breakfast, and Laundry Love. Through Children's Story Hour on Zoom, a virtual Christmas pageant, a traveling outdoor youth group. Through the many pastoral phone calls of connection made by our Grace Cares team. Through our worship ministries, through an audiovisual and live streaming ministry that allows us to worship together each week despite the distance between us, and has allowed us to invite people into the life of our community from far outside the coast of Massachusetts. A recent New York Times article about the mental health of adolescents emphasized the importance of not calling this past year a lost year when talking with teenagers and young adults. And I think it's probably not just young people who need to hear that message. This was not a lost 14 months. It was and has been and continues to be a difficult time. And it's important to name that, but it was not a lost time. We have learned things and continue to learn things about God and ourselves and our call to be followers of Jesus in difficult times. At the end of the Gospel of Luke, after Jesus ascends to heaven, the text says that the disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Jesus has left them and they are joyful. Why? Because they know he is still with them in a different way, and they trust that Jesus will come again. They also trust that the Holy Spirit will soon be with them. And so they worship God and wait with joy and with purpose, organizing themselves, loving God and neighbor, preparing for the Holy Spirit's arrival and for Jesus's ultimate return. In these in-between days, between Ascension Day and Pentecost, how might we rejoice in what we have learned about our discipleship this year and rejoice in what is yet to come? As we enter into a new phase of regathering and of living with the coronavirus, what will our discipleship be like? What do we want to return to from before the pandemic? What do we want to let go of? What new calls of discipleship have bubbled up for us in this time that we want to tend to and grow? And what others are best thought of as temporary? How have we changed as individuals and as a community? How has this time of physical absence changed our relationships with God and with one another? Jesus' ascension to heaven reminds us that absence can allow space for tremendous growth, and that this year of physical separation from one another has not been a lost year. The Holy Spirit has changed us and helped us grow in ways we never could have anticipated, and in some ways we might not have wanted. We might picture ourselves like those trees from Psalm 1, planted by streams of water, with some gnarled, twisted branches from storms or years like this when growth feels particularly difficult. Yet still, we are flowering, still bearing fruit in due season. And the Holy Spirit is not done, is never done, changing us, challenging us, helping us to grow and flourish as followers of Jesus. More on that next Sunday at Pentecost. In the meantime, we rejoice. Amen.